Revelation chapter 14. And I looked, and a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sang a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts, and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000, who were redeemed from the earth. These are those who were not defiled with women, because they are virgins. These are those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits to God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no deceit, because they are without fault before the throne of God. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who live on the earth, and to every nation, and family, and language, and people, saying with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory to him, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven, and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of waters." And there followed another angel saying, "Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath, anger, judgment of her fornication." And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If any man worships the beast and his image, and receives his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath, anger, judgment of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels, and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." And I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, "Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from this time forward, yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them." And I looked and saw a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, "Thrust in your sickle and reap, because the time has come for you to reap, because the harvest of the earth is ripe." And he who sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, "Thrust in your sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, because her grapes are fully ripe." And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath, anger, judgment of God. And the winepress was trodden outside the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even to the horse bridles, a distance of 1,600 furlongs, about 200 miles, 322 kilometers.